Welcome back to episode 6 of Nothing But Facts and Parenting Podcast. And today I'm talking about something really close to my heart, and a lot of parents don't really talk about this, or I haven't heard many people talk about this, but it is about feeling good and how when we actually feel good, we are good, calm, peaceful parents, because we're not good parents when we feel frustrated, when we feel upset, when we are angry, when we are judgy, when we are any of these feelings. They are not helping us to be good parents. And as I mentioned in all my emails and previous podcasts and courses and everything, the number one villain that gets in the way of peaceful parenting is negative feelings. And yesterday in my peaceful parenting group session, I shared five ways to feel good, to help yourself feel good and to help your children feel good. And we cover one of them briefly today. But one of the ways to instantly feel better or help your child feel better is to change your body's positions. Because if you think about it, it's a very simple way. Let's say, have two different rooms, and in one room there's an upset, sad child. And if you think about it, the child probably sitting like this and having a sad face, and yeah, just the body language would be like crouched in and not, upright or anything. But if you, and in the other room, you have a child that's jumping on the trampoline and having their arms waving in the air, and their face is bright and shiny and smiley, and the body language is upright and it's movement. So just by and I would challenge you to jump on a trampoline and be depressed at the same time. I don't think it's possible, but please come back to me if you tried it. I've definitely tried it, and it was very difficult to make an upset, sad face or feel depressed while jumping on a trampoline. It was impossible, basically. So yeah, just by helping your child get some movement. Let's say they're upset, they're moody, they're whatever. I just did that for my own daughter 2 days ago. She was in a upset mood because she didn't want to do her swimming lessons anymore, or whatever it is that they're upset about. And we went for a nice brisk walk, and could see as soon as there was movement, there was distraction, there was a different position of her body, and her energy changed and her mood changed, and she was all relaxed and happy by the time we got back. So I'm not saying it's like 100%, but changing the way we use our body is one way to feel good. Try it, let me know. And if you like to have all five ways, you can get the recording if you join my peaceful parenting group session. And you can find more about that by joining my newsletter. If you're already on there, you have the information. But yeah, check out the link at the bottom of this video, and all the information is there. Until next time, I'm